A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Samach Dalet. Baba Basra 164b. Pagination is 328. We're starting about a third of the way up. The first words on the line are Kan Arba. And then we begin. Hahu Mekusher. There was a document that was tied, sewn. As we began in this perek, we described that there are two types of documents. The one that's standard get pashut, a regular document, where the witnesses are signed on the bottom of a regular written document. And then there's the mekusher that we're describing now, which is that the document was written a line, left some space, sewed it, wrote another line, a special type of document, which, as we mentioned, was introduced because of Kohanim of a certain area that were too fast to divorce their wives, and therefore they created a special document style, which was for them particularly, but we introduced it on all levels, but it was meant to slow the process down so that they should reconsider. In any case, such a document, the Asa L'Kamei de Rebbe, came in front of Rebbe. V'omar Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Ein Zman Baze, I don't see a time, a date, in this document. Omale Reb Shimon b'Rebbe l'Rebbe, so Reb Shimon b'Rebbe said to Rebbe, Shema ben Kesharav Muvla, maybe the date is in there, but when they sewed it, they covered it over, and it's locked in there somehow. Palye v'chazye. So they opened the sewing, and they found the date was indeed in there. Hodar, so then the story continues with the reaction, Chaza be Rebbe bevishus. Rebbe was looking at him negatively. Amalei, and he said, Lava no kesavte. I'm not the one who wrote it. I'm not in charge in the way it was sewn that caused your problems. That was improper. Rabbi Yehuda Chaite kasve. Rabbi Yehuda Chaite wrote it. Amalei, and Rabbi's response was, Kalech mi lashon hara hazeh. Turn away from this lashon hara. Why did you just speak lashon hara, telling me who wrote the document which was written in an improper fashion? So this is the first of two cases that we want to learn in this session, where the person identified who wrote the document, and that was Lashon Hara. We continue. Zimnim Ava Yosef Kamei, there was another time they were sitting in front of him, V'kaposik Sidra B'Sefer Tehillim, and they were dealing with a Sefer written in it, Tehillim. Omer Rebbe, and Rebbe says, Kama Miyushik Savze, how wonderful is this writing? In other words, he's praising the writer, but he doesn't know who the writer is. Amalei, he said to him, Lava no kesavte, I'm not the one who wrote it. Yehuda chayte kasve, Yehuda the scribe wrote it. Amalei, he said to him, Kalech m'lashon hara hazeh, that too is lashon hara. Bishla mahasam, the Gemara says, I understand in the first case, Ika lashon hara, what's the lashon hara? He told him that he wrote this document, and there was something wrong with it. Elahacha, but over here, they're praising the writing of Tehillim. The Sefer Tehillim is written beautifully. My Lashon Hara, why is that Lashon Hara? Why is that gossip? Why is that speaking badly about someone? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Derebi Dimi. The Tani Rav Dimi taught, Achua de Rav Safra, La'olam al yisaper odam betavoso shel chaveiro, A person should never speak in the positive qualities of his friend in a public setting. Shemitoch tovaso bodli de ra'aso. Because as a result of speaking nicely, negative comments will result. If you praise a person invariably in the public, there are going to be people that don't see it that way, and they're going to give you a more thorough picture of what the person is really about. The Chafetz Chaim indeed records this concept in the Laws of Lashon Hara, Klal Tes, the 9th section, and he presents it, Hamasaper b'shivcho shachavero b'fnei son of, a person who speaks kindly about somebody in front of his enemies, is also avak lashon hara, it's the dust of lashon hara. It's beginning to touch the avera, it's an instigator for lashon hara, and that's something that we're seeing in this Gemara, that it's possible for lashon hara to be criticism, which was the first case where he said who the scribe was, or it could be that a form of lashon hara is even in compliments, because it's anticipated. Once you start judging, once you start going into the compliment, you're leaving yourself open to people feeling in the name of truth, so to speak, that they have to mitigate the compliment and clarify it by bringing up negative topics. So, in Mitzvah Shema, the next session, we're going to expand on this topic of Avak Lashon Hara, the dust of Lashon Hara. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.